Unit 8. It must belong to Carla. Section A, Activity 1B. Listen and match each person with a thing and a reason.
Whose volleyball is this?
It must be Carla's. She loves volleyball.
How about this toy truck?
That toy truck must belong to Jane's little brother. He was the only little kid at the picnic. And the magazine must belong to Deng Wen. He loves rabbits.
Oh, look. Someone left a book.
That book must be Mary's. J.K. Rowling is her favorite writer.
Okay, and how about this CD?
The CD must belong to Grace. She always listens to pop music.
Section A, Activity 2A. Bob and Anna found a school bag at the park. Listen and write down the things in the school bag.
Hey, look! Whose school bag do you think this is?
I don't know. Look, here's a school t-shirt.
Well then, the person must go to our school. Oh, here's a hairband. So the person can't be a boy.
It could be May's hairband. She has long hair.
Or the hairband might belong to Linda. She was at the picnic, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. But then the school bag could belong to Rita. She's always forgetting things.
Oh, look, tennis balls.
Then it must be Linda's school bag. She has long hair and she's on the tennis team.
You're right.
Section A, Activity 2B. Listen again. Fill in the blanks.
Hey, look. Whose school bag do you think this is?
I don't know. Look, here's a school t-shirt.
Well then, the person must go to our school. Oh, here's a hairband. So the person can't be a boy.
It could be May's hairband. She has long hair.
Or the hairband might belong to Linda. She was at the picnic, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. But then the school bag could belong to Rita. She's always forgetting things.
Oh, look, tennis balls.
Then it must be Linda's school bag. She has long hair and she's on the tennis team.
You're right.
Section A, Activity 2D. Role play the conversation.
Mom, I'm really worried.
Why? What's wrong?
I can't find my school bag.
Well, where did you last put it?
I can't remember. I attended a concert yesterday, so it might still be in the music hall.
Do you have anything valuable in your school bag?
No. Just my books, my pink hairband, and some tennis balls.
So it can't be stolen.
Oh, wait. I went to a picnic after the concert. I remember I had my school bag with me at the picnic.
So could it still be at the park?
Yes. I left early, before the rest of my friends. I think somebody must have picked it up. I'll call them now to check if anybody has it.
Section A, Activity 3A. Read the article and decide which might be the best title.
We live in a small town and almost everyone knows each other. It used to be very quiet. Nothing much ever happened around here. However, these days, something unusual is happening in our town. Victor, a teacher at my school, is really nervous. When he was interviewed by the town newspaper, he said, "Every night we hear strange noises outside our window. My wife thinks that it could be an animal, but my friends and I think it must be teenagers having fun. My parents called the policemen, but they couldn't find anything strange. They think it might be the wind. I don't think so." Victor's next-door neighbor, Helen, is worried too. "At first, I thought that it might be a dog, but I couldn't see a dog or anything else either. So I guess it can't be a dog. But then, what could it be?" One woman in the area saw something running away, but it was dark, so she is not sure. "I think it was too big to be a dog. she said. Maybe it was a bear or a wolf. Everyone in our town is feeling uneasy, and everyone has his or her own ideas. There must be something visiting the homes in our neighborhood, but what is it? We have no idea. Most people hope that this animal or person will simply go away, but I do not think that is going to happen. The noisemaker is having too much fun creating fear in the neighborhood.